We're up to Siman Tov Resh Tadi Zayin, which is the final Siman in Shulchan Aruch Eirich Chaim. And the halachas are as follows. Ein oimrim tchino beyudalet v'tezvov shebe'ad rishon v'dintaynes v'hesped bohen. The halachas of the 14th, the 15th of Adar Rishon, the first Adam, the Hesped, Chalila, if there's a need for making, for saying a Hesped, on first and Adar Rishon, so if it's in a leap year, what happens during the first Adar? So it's true, the Gemara says, well, in the background information that we need to know, is that the Gemara says that when there is a leap year, Purim always is in the Adar, which is before Nisan. Because the Geula, the way the Gemara puts it, as one Geula has to be joining the other Geula. So the Geula of Purim has to be the redemption, as it were, the Yeshua of Purim has to be connected to the Yeshua, the Geula of Nisan, of Yitzias Mitzrayim, therefore they have to be connected. So when there is two Adars, so the Adar of Purim is going to be the second Adar. As to whether that means that this is the real Adar, that the second order is the real order, and the first order is just the addition, or it doesn't necessarily mean that, that is actually machloek is a person. But at first glance, it would probably mean, it probably indicate that since that's the month that we celebrate Purim, it probably seems, the parashtus probably is that it is the real order. Nafke minu will be, of course, Yahrzeit. Another nafkim would be Yahrzeit, or a bar mitzvah, or a birthday. What, and if somebody has a birthday, or Yahrzeit, that is in Adar, and if it, that Yahrzeit, the person was Niftar, when there was no Adar Sheni, and then next year is an Adar Sheni, when do you actually have, does anybody have that, yeah, is that? Not quite. Ah, it wasn't Adar Rishon, so it's not exactly that, yeah. Right, it's always going to be Adar Rishon. That's right. Even if it is, yeah. So the shaila is much more if a person is right. Well, what's going to be if there is an Adar Sheni? So that's a shaila. But we'll speak a little bit about that shortly. So Yom Yudalet v'Tesvav Sheba Adar Rishon. So and if there's a leap year, so Shulchan Aruch in Seif Aleph, the 14th and the 15th of Adar Rishon, Ein Neufen Apleihem. Apleihem. It's called Purim Katan. The small Purim, we don't say Tachanun. We don't say Lam Natzach. Although it's not Purim, you have to wait another 30 days for Purim. But it's still, it's called Purim Katan. We don't say Tachanun and we don't say Lam Natzach. Vasurim behesped v'taynes. Also, there is no hesped, there is no taynes on in the Purim Rishon, in Purim Katan, in other Rishon. Aval shat varim ein noyagim behem. However, any other positive mitzvahs that you would do on Purim don't need to be done on Adar Rishon. V'yesh oimrim, some go even further and they say the af behesped v'tainis mutorim. Some the hesped and tainis is mut. V'aminik is v'rishoina. The minik is like this v'rishoina that we don't, that hesped and tainis is also. The Rama adds that he says yesh oimrim shechayev laharbois b'mishte v'simcha b'yud alef shebe'odar rishon. The Rama says that there is a little bit of a minik. It's more than a minik. He says shechayev laharbois. You should in Purim Katan. There's an obligation to be mishte v'simcha b'yud alef be'odar rishon. He said that not only don't do tainis, not only don't say tachanun, but actually you should do a little bit of mishte and simcha on the 14th of Adar Rishon. Ve'ein noyagin kein, this is not the minhag, says the Rama, mikol mokim yar b'ktzas b'suda. However, you should increase a little bit in the suda in the 14th of Adar Rishon. Kedei lot says yedei machmirim, in order to fulfill the obligations of the to be yotze the machmirim. And the Rama concludes the word with the following words, V'toiv leiv mishte tomet. And we'll speak about that shortly in Mitz Hashem. But let's see the Mishneh Berurah over here in Seif Katan, Aleph, in Adar Rishon, he says, Lekule alma ein oimrim ala nisim. We certainly don't say ala nisim, came into ein korin ha Megillah, since you don't read the Megillah in Adar Rishon, therefore, you certainly don't say ala nisim, ve'im omruim lachzirin oisim, have a very interestingly need, indeed, if a person does say ala nisim, ein machzirin oisim, it's not considered a hefsek, and he won't be able to, he won't have to go back and repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei. So if a person does say ala nisim in Adar Rishon, then, he doesn't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Pardon?
Isn't that
No. Yeah. Yes. We saw that in the 14th, 15th, which everyone is not Yupurim, the same halach would apply. You don't have to go back, but otherwise, yes, the halach is you would. Yeah. Now, the Mishneh Berurah says, I'm skipping a few lines in Tzivkot and Beis, and then he says an interesting halacha. I'm starting with the line, a few lines before Tzivkot and Gimel, after the full stop. He says the following: if somebody had a nes that happened in Odo, and we know there's an obligation of celebrating if somebody had a nes, a real miracle happened to an individual, the halacha is one should try to remember this every single year in future. Every next year, you should make a celebration of the nes that happened to you. Not only to oneself, but in fact, even to avoysov, also one should one's forefathers as well. And the nes happening in a certain place, one should make a point. So he says. So the shaila is that the Mishneh Berurah addresses what happens in the following case: Mishayir lo nes be'odo. If a person had a nes that happened in odo. And he accepted on himself, this day is always going to be celebrated in my family. I'm always going to be, this nes is a great nes that happened to me. I want to have, every year I want to remember this great nes that Hashem made to me. Now, if this happened in Odo, which Odo should he? So if there's only one Odo, it's self-understood, you just keep it there. But what if there's a leap year? Should you make this Suda in Odor Rishon or in Odor Sheni? In Odor Rishon or in Odor Sheni? So the Mishneh Berurah says, Mishay Iro Lenez Pa'od, V'kib L'Alatz M'Las, is Tomid Yoy Mishte V'Simcha, Im Iro B'Shon Apshuto, Oyse B'Rishon. You should do it in Odor Rishon. Should it in Odor Rishon. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says, you should do it in Odor Rishon. Now this is maybe a little bit of a Chiddush, because, well, what do you think about it? What would you have guessed? We would have probably guessed, yes, we probably would have guessed a second Odor, because that's when Purim is. That's normally how we understand that the Odor Sheni is really the Odor. But the Mishneh Berurah paskens with regards to a nes in particular, you should do it in the Odor Rishon, which is interesting. It's about that's the Mishneh Berurah paskens. Im era muberes b'sheni yase b'sheni. But of course, if the nes happened in a leap year, and I was in a second Odor, then obviously, when you next leap, you're going to do it again in Odor Sheni. Ve'oisel suda she'oisim b'shvil ha'neis, he sudas mitzvah. Mishneh Berurah, if you add something, which I don't know why I add it over here, but it's very interesting piece of information, that it says that if you make a suda for a neis, that's considered a sudas mitzvah. Ve'oisel suda she'oisim b'shvil ha'neis, he sudas mitzvah, that's considered a sudas mitzvah. The kol suda she'oisim le'zeichen niflois Hashem u sudas mitzvah. Look at those words. This is something to remember. This is something to remember those words of the Mishneh Berurah, that every Seudah that we make in order to remember the Niflois and the Nisim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is always going to be considered the Seudas Mitzvah. Seudas Mitzvah is always considered the Seudas Mitzvah. Look at those words. That's the words of the Mishneh Berurah. I don't know why, but it's quite rare nowadays. I mean, the Pnei Yehoshua has an introduction of the Pnei Yehoshua. It's very interesting. I don't know if you ever had a chance to look at the introduction of the Pnei Yehoshua. Pnei Yehoshua Lashas. He writes there a bit of a autobiography. And he writes that he didn't actually write Sforim, wasn't up to, he was actually a businessman, he was a merchant. The Pnei Yehoshua. And then it seems quite wealthy. What happened was that he had an extension built. I don't exactly know what happened, but something went seriously wrong. The health and safety wasn't quite kept up to its, in the most rigid way. And the house literally collapsed on him. And he survived. And he was the way he describes it, he was literally hidden in between. He was somehow he found a bit of, he could breathe, but just about, he was able to breathe, and he was in the stones, and I'm in the middle of the stones, and everything fell on him, and he survived. And he said that if I'm going to get out of this alive, this is obviously a great miracle, and it deserves to be remembered in future. He said, if I get out of this alive, you made a neder. I'm going to make a Suda's Mitzvah every single day, but more than that, I'm going to allocate my time, more than for my business, I'm going to allocate it. This is Neis Happen, must be for a reason. I'm going to publish and publicize for him on Shas. And this is, I don't know how long after that, maybe 3 days or something, I don't remember exactly that detail. He was for a long time in the collapsed house, and eventually he gets out of there alive, safe and sound. And then he says, I have to keep to my words now. And this is the Pnei Yeshua that we've got nowadays is a result from this incident. The Pnei Yeshua al Hashas that we've got nowadays. But he does point out that every single day, every single year, on that particular day, what this Neis happened, makes a point of making a Suda's Mitzvah for the Neis that happened. And understand from the Poskim, this was something which was quite common in previous generations. But nowadays it's quite rare. I mean, we know Chassam Sofer writes in a few places about it. Other Poskim as well. But I think nowadays it's quite rare even somebody, I don't know why, it's a bit lost nowadays, this Anhoga. Yes, definitely.
Is it the same thing as Sudas Hadar?
Yes, it is.
What is
Nafkum in Sudas Mitzvah? For instance, people who are noyig to bench alakos, for instance. Who are makpid, for instance. That would be one example. Or some people, yeah, that's one example, one Nafkum in it. Yeah. That's right, in the 9 days. That's right, it would be another example. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The Mishneh Berurah says, Mikol Mokem Yarbe. So with regards to the 14th in Adar Rishon, if it's a leap year, then it says, Mishneh Berurah says, the Ramah says, that one should be Mokem Yarbe Ktsas B'Seuda. On the 14th in the leap year, should increase the Seuda a little bit. Mikol Mokem Yarbe. I want to point out, there's a very Mechodesh to Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer said that actually there's an element of a Deraisa. Whenever a person has a Nes, to thank the Rebbeinu Shloim, say that's such a posh to Kal Vachoyma, to praise the Rebbeinu Shloim when a Nes happened to a person. The fact that every subsequent year you thank the Rebbeinu Shloim, say that's actually Din Deraisa. So he says, the Chassam Sofer says, and in fact, Purim and Chanukah have an actual element of a Deraisa, he says. Because on both those occasions, those miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael. And on those occasions, we remember those great miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael in future years. On that day that it happened, there's actually an element of a Deraisa in it. Now, we always understand Chanukah and Purim being the Rabbonons, of course. But Chassam Sofer says that there's a bit of an element of a Deraisa because thanking Hashem for a miracle that happened on that anniversary, he said actually a Deraisa. And he said this would apply for Klal and for a Yochid. But interestingly, to add to that, Chassam Sofer also adds that actually this main element of a Deraisa is actually kept on in Adoration when there's a leap year. It's interesting. Cheshbon that he makes, he said that leap year, the fact that there's an Issa Tainis has, but it's actually you're fulfilling the Deraisa in that way. But that's not brought down in the postgame. Now, I do want to point out something really interesting, that the Mishneh Berurah, the Ramah, in fact the Shulchan Aruch, finishes. This is the very end of the Shulchan Aruch, of Shulchan Aruch Erech Chaim. And the words, the final words are, Lotz Yedei HaMachmir, it means, Toiv Leiv Mishte Tomit. These are the final words of the Shulchan Aruch Erech Chaim. Toiv Leiv, somebody who's got a good heart, Mishte Tomit, he will always be in a festive mood, he's always going to have a feast. It's obviously coming to teach us something. Now you look at the poskim, you look at beautiful brachas that are said at the end of here of the Shulchan Aruch Erech Chaim. It says, Nishlam Tur Erech Chaim over here. These are the words of the, it's a Vilchaz Megillah. Shevach v'oidol enoira alilo, who is akin ligmur eskulo, v'atzleni mikon michshol v'atakolo, boruch Hashem le'olam amen v'amen. He's the Be'etev also ends off with beautiful brachas. He says, Beis tifartenu b'meiru yamoit b'shev de Beis HaMikdash shortly, u'v'yiru ois en avet, and we serve Hashem with fear v'nochoin, yeh harabais, b'roi shorim ad-e'ad, and prepare, the building should be prepared and it should be ready for us. And you see, they're all finished off with such beautiful brachas, the Shaarei Teshuva as well. But it's obviously coming to teach us the last final words of the Shulchan Aruch Erech Chaim, V'toiv Leiv Mishte Tomit, is obviously coming to teach us something. What are the words that the Ramah is trying to teach us over here with the last few words? Yes, it's true. The Posh Pshat is that in Yudal of Adar Rishon, you should also have a bit of a feast, because it's a leap year, but nevertheless, you should have on the 14th of Adar, you should also have a bit of Tov Leiv Mishte Tomit, that is the Posh Pshat. But certainly, it's coming to teach us something more than that. Any suggestions, Rabbi Yisai? You should always have a feast. Good. Good. You should always have a feast. Simcha. Yes, good. Any more thoughts, Rabbi Yisai? I saw this most beautiful pshat. I think it's so true and it's so brilliant. How does the Shulchan Aruch Erech Chaim start? The starting words of the Shulchan Aruch Erech Chaim is Shivisa Hashem Enek Disomit. That a person should always, Shivisa Hashem Enek Disomit, a person should always think about the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person should always be able to concentrate and focus on, and this is particularly appropriate for Erech Chaim. A person, every step that a person does, whether it's on weekdays, whether it's on Shabbos, Yomim Tovim, every step that a person makes, he has to cheshbon, is that according to Ribbono Shel Olam's wish, or is it against Chas V'Shalom Ribbono Shel Olam's wish? Every step a person makes. Sometimes this could be a little bit pressurizing. We don't know, am I allowed to do this? Am I not? Can I do this on Shabbos? Can I not? Can I stroke my beard on Shabbos? What about the glass? Can I wash my glass? Every step a person has to think, how about boira? Can I take the hair from the chicken? Every step that we make is a shaila. Shvitzi Hashem Lenek Disome. It's quite challenging sometimes. So comes that the answer to that is that once you learn Shulchan Aruch Erech Chaim, you've gone through the halachas, you can relax it, but you know exactly what you're doing. Now you can relax. You can let you know, you've learned it, you've been to this shul, you know how it works, you know what is okay, what is not okay. There's no greater simcha, katoras asfeke, there's no greater simcha than to have learned and to be comfortable. You know what you're doing, you know where you're standing, you know what the shailas are. You know what's certainly okay, you know what's certainly, you even know what a shaila is, but you know, and after having learned and being comfortable and having gone through the Shulchan Aruch Erech Chaim, then indeed, toiv leiv mishta tomet, now you can relax and can enjoy yourself. But that's all after having the process of Shivisa Hashem Lenek Disomet, going to Shulchan Aruch Erech Chaim, all the way till the end of Hilchas Tainas, Hilchas Megillah, that would lead you to a feeling and a sense of toiv leiv mishta tomet. We'll be zoche to have that.